Father, we recognize the words of our Lord Jesus when He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will remain." So as we consider the spoken words of our Lord and through the Holy Spirit, through various mediums, we do ask, Father, You'd grant us that which is the impartation of Your very self through Your word. And that Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit will come, He will show you things to come. So we see that the coming of the Holy Spirit has a prophetic aspect to it. So may we be alive to where we are in history. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we begin the presentation, I heard this last week. I want to just read from Matthew 16. And the Lord is reproving the Pharisees who were always scrutinizing Him and testing Him. Matthew 16 says, "And the Pharisees and Sadducees came up and testing Him, and asked Him to show them a sign, an attesting sign from heaven. But He answered and He said to them, 'When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times.'" Cannot discern the signs of the times. So what does He mean by that? We as the people of God, are we able to discern the signs of the times? And there's a very clear revelation in God's word about that issue, and we will note that in a moment. And the corresponding passage is found in Luke chapter 12. In this case, speaking to the multitudes, which means He mentioned this issue twice, not only to the Pharisees, but to the whole multitudes. So that would include us today. Luke 12 and 54. And He was also saying to the multitudes, in Matthew that was to the scribes and Pharisees, now it's to the multitudes, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'A shower is coming,' and so it turns out. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, 'It will be a hot day,' and it turns out that way. You hypocrites, you play actors on the stage of life. You know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why don't you analyze this present time?" Knowing the signs of the times and analyze the present time. So are we able to analyze? I listened to an interview by Catherine Austin Fitz. I first heard about her from our friend in Nashville. She had introduced her to us as someone she highly respected as a researcher. I'm not sure she's a Christian, but she is very high profile when it comes to economics and having handled hundreds of billions of dollars as an investor. I mean hundreds of billions. When I listened to this message today that she gave as an interview, it's titled Planet Lockdown, Planet Lockdown. And that will be available to those that are listening. There'll be the link. And then Bill Koenig, who is a Christian, he was a Washington reporter for over 20 years. And he sent bullet points having gone through the interview and gave a summary of that in a document. And in this particular interview, this is just the way it's introduced. I won't read the whole doc that Bill Koenig sent out, but this is how he summarized it. Global Great Reset, how is it to be implemented in a simple, thoughtful, revealing presentation? Catherine Austin Fitz's presentation below is important and insightful. I will simplify it into a 2-page outline summary in next week's report. That's available on his website. For now, the following is the outline of her video interview, which is well worth the time to watch. She has an excellent grasp of where we are and where it seems we are headed. We have heard about the World Economic Forum Great Reset and their Common Pass Vaccine Passport. The vehicle used to accelerate this has been coronavirus. Yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, this was in January, this is before the actual inauguration, so Trump was still technically president when this was given. Fauci said, "The COVID vaccines appear to be less effective against some new strains." He said that early data shows that COVID-19 vaccines on the market may not be as effective in guarding against more contagious strains of coronavirus. And a little bit of background of Catherine Austin Fitz. As I mentioned, when Elizabeth recommended her to me over a year ago, I listened to several of her interviews then, but this is one that's relevant to where we are now. We'll be looking at prophetically tonight. So Catherine is the president of Solari, the publisher of the Solari Report, and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services Limited. Catherine served as managing director and member of the board of directors of the Wall Street Investment Bank Dillon, Reed & Company, Incorporated, as assistant secretary of housing and federal housing commissioner at the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development in the first Bush administration, and was the president of Hamilton Securities Group, Incorporated. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date, and has led portfolio investment strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. So she's very highly qualified. So when I listened to that, I listened to it twice because it was quite loaded. But tonight we're going to be focusing on what about the signs? What about the generation in which we live? And I'm going to read from Luke 21. The passage is the temple discourse. And many people are talking about the Olivet discourse, which is found in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. And Jesus was teaching prophecy. By the way, you need to know that one-third of the Bible contains Bible prophecy. If someone is not teaching Bible prophecy, then they are not representing the whole counsel of God. How many times you've heard a pastor teach on Matthew 24, Mark 13? Luke 21 is the temple discourse that precedes and sets the stage for the Olivet discourse in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. And the inquiry of the disciples, and I'll just read the question that they ask, and then Jesus gives a prophecy. In Matthew 24, they came to him, and they asked him questions about the temple. In verse 3, and as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when all these things will be." That is, the destruction of the temple, near view, and his coming, the second coming. "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." Not the end of the world, but the end of the age. And goes through and gives those signs. Previously, in the teaching in Luke 21, it's the temple discourse. The temple discourse, the emphasis is upon the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And the background is the second coming. In Matthew 24 and Mark 13, the emphasis is his second coming, and the background is the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. So it just shifts by way of emphasis. So I'm not going to read the whole passage. I just want to highlight that which is a context of him describing that Jerusalem and the children of Israel are going to be under the rule of the Gentiles. Verse 24, "And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and they will be led captive into all nations." That began in 70 AD. "And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." We need to understand that the times of the Gentiles are right at the end of history. Because the times of the Gentiles, when they're concluded, Jesus returns and he begins the messianic reign at the 1,000-year reign of Christ. "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth dismay among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, intensified weather patterns. Men fainting from fear of the expectation of the things which are coming upon the inhabited earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." Jesus described that in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Hebrews chapter 12, "I will shake the heavens and the earth." What we see happening is the heavens are being shaken, and part of the mission of this assembly is to release people from second heaven captivity, which is not spatial, but it is dimensional. And as they are being removed and these strongholds are coming down, that certainly has a contribution to the shaking in the heavens that reverberates here on earth. The powers of the heavens, and powers means the armies. There are battles going on in the heavenlies between the elect and fallen angels. "And then they will see the sign of the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." That is the second advent. This is not the rapture. "But when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." But when these things begin to take place, what things? What we're going to look at tonight is the sign. Israel is God's prophetic sign. The church does not have signs regarding the coming for the church. Israel, as we see in Ezekiel 38, mentioned there that Israel is the center, the navel of the nations. It's the very center. Zechariah chapter 12, regarding the coming of the Son of Man, And I'll just read three verses from Zechariah chapter 12. And he's a post-exilic prophet along with Haggai. And by the way, when we talk about prophecy, it contains about one-third of the Old Testament. In a brand new church that was birthed there at Thessalonica, he taught them eschatology. We know that from 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He taught them last things. Jesus was not only dispensational, we know when he stood up in the synagogue at Nazareth, he opened up the scroll in Isaiah, it was read in that passage, and he talked about the coming of the favorable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God. Right in the middle of the passage, he rolled up the scroll. He didn't even finish the passage, which means he was a dispensationalist. There was certain things that would take place in a certain framework of history, and the other prophetic issues would take place at another time in history. This has to do with the second coming of Jesus Christ to deliver his people Israel. Zechariah 12, the burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus declares the Lord, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that causes reeling to all peoples around. And when the siege is against Jerusalem, it will also be against Judah. This would be the final siege. Remember, in World War II, one-third of the Jews were destroyed by the Nazi regime. And the final Holocaust, there will be two-thirds of the Jews. That's in Zechariah 13:7-9. It will come about in that day that I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will be severely injured, and all nations of the earth will be gathered against it. And you see the same references in many other passages, Joel chapter 3 and Zechariah 14. We see in verse 2 that he's going to gather all nations against Jerusalem. What does that mean to us when we think of Israel and Jerusalem as the center of biblical prophecy? If God's people don't understand what's going on in Israel today, then you cannot fully understand where we are in history. Because this is the sign. Israel is God's signpost regarding how to understand where we are. When Israel was reborn in 1948, May 14th, 1948, that started the prophetic time clock for the generation. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, this generation that sees all these signs leading up to his actual coming, this generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. And those different signs that we see in Matthew 24 and Mark 13 are now beginning to be fulfilled. We're in the shadow of them. He said that this is the beginning of the birth pangs. So we're beginning to feel the reverberations of birth pangs. This COVID lockdown, which is an organized, planned feardemic to create the necessity for a global reset. The infrastructure of the beast is already in place. The lady that I mentioned, Fitz, she lays out, and she doesn't speak from a biblical standpoint, but she lays out the infrastructure of the beast system. All aspects are coming together. This is a generation like no other generation that mankind has ever experienced in all of world history. This particular individual, I happened to come across this as I was doing some research. The title is, God Says Global Disaster is Coming, Jerusalem Countdown and the Warning to the World. This is by Dr. John Barnett. He is the presenter of this message. This was actually presented in 2008. This message is biblical. In other words, it's not taken off the news page. It's just opening up the word. This would have been just as relevant 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, 20 years ago, because the prophetic word is what defines where we are in history. What we're going to hear tonight, and it's really important, you can follow along in the scriptures, because he's going to unpack some passages in Ezekiel regarding the sequencing leading up to the second coming of Jesus. And at the end, there's a marvelous way in which he presents the word, how should we live in the time that we find ourselves? There's a tremendous opportunity that we all have as those who are followers of Jesus. And by the way, his website is discoverthebook.org. He teaches all over the world. He's a speaker in quite demand.